right, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Voice of the Hammer. That's right. I'm your host, Puta Kuth. And with me, as always, I have Danielle Woodman. It is March the 6th, which is my birthday. So
birthday
we've been
boy.
Birthday today as of the recording. I don't know what day it'll be when this comes out. But yeah, we did quite a bit this weekend. You guys made dinner for me. What was the sauce?
Wine mushroom.
Wine mushroom, that's right, because it was a white wine. It was really good. You said you had to tenderize the chicken, right? Which my chicken never turns out that great. because I don't beat my chicken. I choke it. Anyways. No. Yeah, so Friday we did that. Saturday we had some people over. Just the brothers and the cousins.
It was great.
Yeah, well, we watched that UFC fight, which was kind
crazy.
Of...
UFC
272 with Masvidal and Covington. That was a crappy. I don't know. I don't usually watch UFC. I watch the stuff on Facebook.
What are your thoughts? Comment at the end.
Yeah. Let me know if anybody watched that game. I don't even know who listens. I was checking the stats the other day, and I think they said like 2% or less than 2%. Of people who are listening in Germany and stuff.
So
that's
German
pretty cool.
Page,
so shout out to what's that?
I finally got German person like people going on my makeup.
Hey,
page.
maybe they're the same people. So shout out to anyone listening from Germany. You know what, let me just take a quick look here. Yeah, so it goes Canada, United States, and then Germany. And they got less than one in Sweden. Bulgaria, yeah. So 2% of my listeners are, or 2% of the listeners are listening from Germany.
Big ups.
Yeah, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and the Czech Republic, down at the bottom three. So, you know what? I don't know. Maybe they accidentally clicked on it. I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. But anyways, yeah. So very happy. I put out an episode last year. For my birthday, because I couldn't remember how old I was turning, but this year I'm 36. Mm-hmm. 36 years old. Anyone else born in 86? Shout out to you guys. Shout out to my middle school friend Ali Aludin, who's also a March 6th baby. And of course, if you guys listen to my other episodes, Keeping Up with Karen and the SJAM reunion tour, Karen. Also shares a birthday with me, and I'm going to try to call her later, wish her a happy birthday. But before I do that, do you want to see? You want to hear some celebrity birthdays for March 6th? Let's see here. There was a couple I saw earlier. D.L. Hughley, I think it's Hughley. He turns 58 today. He's a comedian. Michelangelo. Michelangelo, the artist, was born March 6th. Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal. There are some other ones on this list. I don't know if anyone really knows. Married to Roseanne Barr from the Roseanne Show. Yeah, so there's a couple other people's, but shout out to all the celebrities who have birthdays today. Shout out to anybody who has a birthday today, tomorrow.
The word big shout out to boys.
Now. Okay, well, you know what? I think Karen's,
Is she ready?
Yeah. Let me give her, how do I call here? There we go. Let's see here.
Are you ready?
No, I don't have her on. She just doesn't have Facebook chat.
Hey, boy.
Karen, what's going on?
Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, happy birthday to you. 36 years old now.
Oh, God, I know. I'm old, I know.
36. What'd you do yesterday? How was your dinner?
Dinner was good yesterday. Yesterday we went out to, he wanted to watch Batman, so we went out for dinner and a movie yesterday.
Oh, nice. What, was it the new Batman? Or which?
Yeah, the new Batman, yeah. Sorry. Disappointing, but, you know, he had to see it.
Why was it disappointing?
Yeah, the movie wasn't that great. Like, it was just so, like, it was so, it just seemed very low budget.
Oh, really?
Like, wasn't as good as all the other ones, you know.
I don't know who's acting.
Robert Pattinson.
Oh, I thought he was in the shows. I didn't know he was the new Batman.
Yeah, he was the new Batman. I was like,
see, they shouldn't.
Robin was like, "Oh, this is."
He's better at being a vampire instead of a Batman.
So. I know, and he really looked like a vampire too. He was so pale.
Because he is pale.
I thought he was just, you know, because he was in Twilight.
They made those. Oh, you thought maybe they just made his makeup that way?
Yeah, right. But yeah, he is, I guess, genuinely pale, even without all that. But.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see some of the festivities or whatever were carrying on yesterday for you, too.
What's that?
You were celebrating your birthday yesterday.
Yeah, we had some people over. Something's going on with my sound. 1 second, Karen. I just got...
Yeah. Sorry, I have you on speaker.
No, I have you on speaker as well, but, like, I don't know. My phone is... The microphone or something's picking up some weird sounds. I don't know. It's going to annoy some people. So I just feel bad.
Are you recording already?
Yeah, we're recording right now. We were just saying a couple things before we called you. But yeah, we were just talking about what we were doing. We had some people over, just mostly my brothers, my cousins.
Yeah.
We had, it was actually just random, Dave. I had him on, Dave Kanoki. I had him on my podcast. He makes his own barbecue sauce.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He randomly messaged me. I was like, hey, come by. He actually brought me some more sauce because I ran out. So.
Oh, yeah? That's nice.
So I was barbecuing some wings and, use some of his sauce. It's actually really good.
Nice.
Yeah, he wants to do he's got a project coming up, and I'm trying to give him a hand with it, and so there's things in the works with him. He's trying to help people with trauma and homeless and all this other stuff. So he's trying to do some good stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So what'd you do today?
Oh, no, today I just woke up, walked the dogs, and then caused myself more work with that because then Rob's dog got, like, disgusting because it's wet out there, right? So we had to give her a bath, so that was a whole project. Does
his dog have long hair? Is that why?
No. She's just big, right? And her hair, like, her fur holds a lot of hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a project there. and then I went to my parents' house and had lunch there. And they did a little birthday thing for me there, and then we went over to Rob's mom's house.
Oh, nice.
For a bit, and now we're home, and I'm just doing some, like, laundry and stuff before we head out for dinner.
Yeah, I know. Still have to be adults, right?
I know, exactly.
We gotta do laundry still, too. And
gotta let them. We don't have kids, so we gotta let our fur babies out, right? So
yeah. Well, that's...
Pretty much. How about you? Did you do anything today?
No. I think we just went grocery shopping. My mom made, like, hot pot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we had that for lunch. My brother came over with his son, so we played around with him.
Oh, nice.
And then Kevin and his wife. That's weird. I was about to say girlfriend, but Kevin and his wife. Kevin, yeah.
The youngest one?
Yeah, he went and just went to, like, City Hall and got...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he didn't do anything big.
Oh.
So him and his wife came over. Wow. Ate and left.
And
then now Tony's here. He's upstairs with the kids. He just finished eating too.
Oh, nice.
So the kids are gonna eat. I'm gonna go cook us some steaks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, nothing. No, it's not fancy, but it was just kind of...
That is fancy. Well, I'm going for the cake, right? So.
Oh, yeah, the cake's so expensive. Too expensive.
Yeah. Well, it's not an everyday thing, right? So
okay, no, so. I guess that's true.
Yeah. But
Danielle says I make better steaks than them, so.
Oh, nice.
No, because you were at Kelsey's the other day, right?
Yes, I was at Kelsey's with my friend there, yep.
Yeah, because whenever... Well, I like... There's a chicken that they do there. I think it's like steak fried chicken or something they call it. Anyways, I like it, but then Danielle gets the steak, and she's just never satisfied. She's like, we should have just... It's not that it's bad. Like, it's still good, but she's just like, I like your steak.
Maybe it's
better.
The flavoring. Maybe you flavored it some way.
Maybe. And then,
you marinated or something?
Just Montreal steak spices.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's it. But I don't know. Anytime we ever have steaks, she's just like, it's such a waste of money. She's like, I just like your steaks better.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But yeah, so you had a good weekend?
Yeah, it's been busy, but it's been good, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, today was just gorgeous, right? I'm like, they're like teasing us for spring, right?
Oh, I know. I think Danielle said it might snow tomorrow, too.
Yeah, it's supposed to snow, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah,
but not a lot, but no. Yeah.
That's good. Well, it's good to hear that you had a good day, or a good weekend,
thanks.
I guess.
Thanks.
We're another year older, Karen.
I know, another year older.
We'll have to get you on the podcast again. If not, we'll just keep doing these once a year.
Yeah, well, technically, this is considered me on the podcast again.
It
no?
is, it is. I'd rather have you in studio.
Oh, in studio.
Yeah, I got this whole, like, get up, although it's kind of a mess right now, but.
Yeah.
Just have to clean it all up. Yeah. Oh, where are you guys going?
To the keg!
Oh, sorry, I thought you said you already went to the keg.
No, that's, yeah, no, we're just running around. Doing my nice. Family stuff, right?
Yeah, okay, but now you're going to have your birthday dinner. Lucky you.
Yeah, so I guess Bob likes it. Bob likes the steak there, right?
So, okay. What would you get then? Just chicken?
I would get something else. Like, apparently they have a lobster or something there. Maybe I'll see what that is. I'm a seafood girl, right? So anything with shrimp?
Yeah, well, they do have lobster tail, and I think they even have, like, a surf and turf, like a steak and lobster, even if you're not a steak person, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a while since we've been there. I think our one of our anniversaries. Which one was that?
3 years ago.
Yeah, we went to.
Okay, Danielle.
Yeah, sorry. See, I know she's. She's quiet. She's here. Yeah, we're just doing a short little recording, but I thought I'd give you a call, say happy birthday.
Nice, thank you. Thanks for remembering me.
Oh, come on.
How can you forget, right?
Exactly.
You guys have 2 keys in the pod. Come on.
Exactly.
I know, we need to get together again sometime.
Yeah, well, the weather's starting to get better, so we'll definitely plan something.
Nice.
Okay, we'll go take a walk down at the bay or something with the kids. You bring your kids, and we'll bring ours. Leave them all at the park.
Yeah, right?
All right, Karen, well, thanks for joining us. And have a good birthday dinner.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon.
Love you too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
And that was Karen. It was weird. My phone was acting up or the sound or something.
Echoey.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the room that we're in. Can't quite hear it on the microphone. But, yeah. So, 36 years old. You should be cooking me steak. I should get you out on the barbecue, show you how to do it. We're out of Montreal steak spice, too, so I'm going to have to make something up. I got garlic powder and garlic salt and black pepper. If you guys can't see because you guys are listening, Danielle's staring me down. But we just want to do a quick recording.
I don't want steak.
What's that?
No, I don't want steak.
Why? Salt and pepper. It'll be fine.
Dinner.
Oh, please. Ugh. Salt and pepper, it'll be just fine. It's really fatty.
No.
It's really fatty.
No, what do you mean? I don't want salt and pepper. That's just... No.
It's the same thing. There's... Okay, other than, I think,
no.
garlic.
No.
Okay, whatever. I'll make it. You don't have to eat it. It doesn't matter. This is what I got to deal with, guys. But, yeah, no, I wanted to make a quick little...
Update.
Yeah, a little update. It's been a while. Jeez, well, the last one was...
The last
Matt.
Time Karen was on was... SGM reunion.
Yeah, with the SGM reunion, that the audio wasn't the greatest. But the last podcast I had Matt on, so it's been a while. So I apologize, guys. I'm trying to get things in the work. Yeah, I'm rusty at this. But when I do see that there's people from, you know, Germany listening and stuff like that, it actually, you know, I wish you guys could email me. Email me at voiceofthehammer@gmail.com. Let me know you're listening. Let me know what you think.
What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, let me know if there's, you know, if there's people in Hamilton that you want to hear from.
Give us ideas, topics,
you know,
something. Or if you want to be on the podcast too.
Yeah, well, I don't even know who, I don't know. Well, I'd like to get people who were from Hamilton. I gotta reach out to my buddy John McLean and some other people who moved away. Get them on the podcast. Do another Home Away From Home episode. So, thank you guys for listening. Appreciate everyone who has taken the time out and listened. Hopefully, I don't know. I don't know if there's anything interesting per se. Like, today is just my birthday. But we had a good weekend.
And I've been good with no burps.
No burps. No more burps on. This is a professional podcast, you know.
Yeah,
no more burps.
I know. I can't burp.
Maybe I can work one up. Well, listen, we're still recording and we still have a beer, so we'll see. There's no promises. But we could, maybe I can poke one out if Danielle get a burp out of her. Yeah, so it's been... Yeah, so last year I made an episode because I forgot what year or how old I was. And
so
this year...
You've almost had the podcast for 2 years now.
No, this is just COVID the beginning. Started. This is just the beginning of the first, or the beginning of the second year. I'm going on to my second year.
Yeah,
because I think I shot the gun too early.
Yeah.
or jumped the gun, because I think I made an episode in December saying it was 1 year, but I think 1 year would have been February. That's when I posted the first episode, I think. We'd have to check, but either way. Thank you, guys. Thank you to anybody who is listening. I don't know. I'm going to try to, you know, search for some people who are interesting and, you know, we can have a good conversation. Yeah. We should get your...
We should do, like, truth or dare or something, like, stupid. What do you mean,
truth or dare? Nobody wants to hear truth or dare. Listen, everyone reach out to danielle.widman@hotmail.com and tell her to get her button gear to get her podcast started. Because she wants to do one, but she just won't do it. You gotta get your own. This is my podcast. I don't do truth or dare. We just talk.
It's like, just yours, because I fucking do it with you.
Yeah, but still, I sit here and we just talk. We just talk. We don't do truth or dares. We don't just randomly call people from Germany and talk to them. Although that would be pretty cool, especially if they've been to Hamilton.
That would be pretty cool.
If they were from Hamilton or something like that, it'd be good to interesting to talk to people who have been to the city and maybe, you know. Let me know what you think. But, yeah, so that's really it. I just wanted to keep you guys...
Do you feel
guys...
another year older?
What's... Yeah, I feel every single day. Went to go get my hair cut on Saturday, and as I'm getting the hair cut, oh my, like, I look down, and I just see the white hairs. Like, it's crazy. I'm just...
All the grays.
All the grays. It's horrible, but...
Them grays be sneaking up on you.
Oh, they just pop up out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. One day it's
It ain't
all...
my fault, though.
No, of course.
It ain't my fault.
But,
I'm innocent.
No, I think it's... Well, even Tony's got grays hair. I think, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's all TN even today. Like, Don has it. We all have it. I don't know if Kevin quite has it yet. But even Tony's got all the white hairs, too.
Kevin's probably the one that does his hair.
Maybe he lets... I don't know. Well, he grows his
he
out
has
so
long.
Hair
too,
Don
also.
Had, I noticed Don had his hair was pretty long this weekend.
No, Soka's saying that he needs to cut it before Audrey's first birthday.
Yeah, well, yeah, so I got my hair cut and I seen all the white hairs. I just thought, oh my goodness. Like, it still, like, surprises me every time I see all of it. I'm like, oh, so much. I'm like, no, that's too much white hair.
I told you I could dye it.
Hmm?
I told you I could dye it.
No, I don't need to dye my hair. It's not going to make me feel any better. But, yeah. So, again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Karen, for entertaining me with a phone call. So, happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to anyone else whose birthday is on March 6th. Happy belated birthday to anybody who already had a birthday. And happy birthday to all those that are... about to have their birthdays. It is 2022, and what a year it's already been.
Crappy ass year.
It's crazy with everything going on. First it was the COVID, now it's the war in Ukraine. And
that's sad.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, and let's see where things go. Hopefully things don't get out of hand, and hopefully the podcast is still around and there's not a war breakout or something like that. But yeah, so anyways, thank you guys for listening. Appreciate everybody who's stuck around so far, and yeah, just let you know that I really appreciate you guys listening, and hopefully I'll appreciate you guys. Stay tuned, guys, and hopefully I can bring you guys something interesting to hear. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.